Part 2. Pursuit Remembered. Chapter 3. It dated back to the time of Droopy, after I'd come back from being ill in Nairobi and we had gone on a foot safari to hunt rhino in the forest. Droopy was a real savage with lids to his eyes that nearly covered them, handsome, with a great deal of style, a fine hunter, and a beautiful tracker. He was about 35, I should think, and wore only a piece of cloth, knotted over one shoulder, and a fez that some hunter had given him. He always carried a spear. Imkolo wore an old U.S. Army khaki tunic, complete with buttons, that had originally been brought out for Droopy, who had been away somewhere and had missed getting it. Twice Pop had brought it out for Droopy, and finally Imkolo had said, "Give it to me." Pop had let him have it, and Imkolo had worn it ever since. It, a pair of shorts, his fuzzy wool curler's cap, and a knitted army sweater he wore when he was washing the tunic were the only garments I ever saw in the old man until he took my bird shooting coat. For shoes, he used sandals cut from old motor car tires. He had slim, handsome legs with well-turned ankles on the style of Babe Ruth's, and I remember how surprised I was the first time I saw him with the tunic off and noticed how old his upper body was. It had that age look you see in photographs of Jeffries and Sharkey posing 30 years after, the ugly old man biceps and the fallen pectoral muscles. "How old is Imkolo?" I asked Pop.
"Must be over 50," Pop said. "He's got a grown-up family in the native reserve."
"How are his kids?"
"No good, worthless. He can't handle them. We tried one as a porter, but he was no good."
Imkolo was not jealous of Droopy. He simply knew that Droop was a better man than he was, more of a hunter, a faster and cleaner tracker, and a great stylist in everything he did. He admired Droopy in the same way we did, and being out with them, it made him realize that he was wearing Droopy's tunic, and that he had been a porter before he became a gun bearer, and suddenly he ceased being an old-timer, and we were hunting together. He and I hunting together, and Droopy in command of the show. That had been a fine hunt. The afternoon of the day we came into the country, we walked about 4 miles from camp along the deep rhino trail that graded through the grassy hills with their abandoned orchard-looking trees, as smoothly and evenly as though an engineer had planned it. The trail was a foot deep in the ground and smoothly worn, and we left it where it slanted down through a divide in the hills like a dry irrigation ditch.